Good morning, folks. It's Pilgrim Chris, and I had a poor night's sleep last night, really. That's an aside. I just thought I'd share that with you. Didn't get so much sleep as I wanted. I went to bed reasonably early, not as early as I normally would, but anyway. And I was listening to a few booze over the past few days. I tend to listen to booze in block. By that I mean I'll tend to not use audio boo much at all for a couple of days and then sit in and have a listen to what people have been saying over the past few days, and this is part of the conversation that's going on audio boo of how do we listen to boos and following and unfollowing people. I've already sort of put my take on why I follow and unfollow people, and give my a basic take on how I personally want to use audio boo for my own use, my own satisfaction, and my own satisfaction. Yeah, that's a good enough word, I suppose. And so I tend to listen to boos at different times in blocks. I will tend to listen to booze over the weekend, usually the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday time. They're the time I tend to listen mainly to booze. And how I manage my booze is I use the Android app. I'm not going to go on about the Android app itself, but I do find it very useful. I've listened to some people talk about using RSS feeds into a podcatcher to listen to booze and manage their booze that way, and I've tried this myself. But I find the app ample, suitable, easy enough to use. And so I just literally open my app up and scroll down to the boos and listen to the ones I want to listen to. And this goes on to following and unfollowing, really, because going on to unfollowing first, and the reason I unfollow people is because I no longer. I have found myself not really listening to their booze for whatever reason. I don't know whether we need to justify our reasons for unfollowing particularly, but as that's a conversation, I'll give some of my own reasons. And I've mentioned this before. I will unfollow somebody if they don't record audio. If somebody's listening to me but not recording audio, I will unfollow them because there's no point in following somebody that doesn't record audio. I'll also unfollow people whose content doesn't appeal to me for whatever reason. It could be a delivery style, it could be the content, it could be what's been discussed. I found that with audio booth, there's quite a lot of niches. People are talking about specific things. And if that particular subject doesn't interest me, then I will unfollow the person. I used to follow around about 150 odd people, and I follow just over 50 now, and I find that more than enough to manage. Some of those people I still follow don't boo often, but I know that when they do boo, I want to listen. And because I don't have as much time to listen to audio as maybe somebody else, I don't know, I have to limit it because, as we all know, you open up your app or your podcatcher and you can have a stream of audio. And it can be quite daunting to face to see, well, today, for example, I might have 30 boos to listen to or the option of listening to 30 boos. And I follow 50 people. If I follow 200 people, that could double, treble, quadruple. And I don't have the time for that, even if they're all 3, 5 minute boo accounts. And of course they're not. And some of the people I follow have longer accounts, and I follow them because their content warrants, in my opinion, a longer account. And I also follow people with 3 minute accounts who will get the message out in 3 minutes or in 6 minutes by recording two consecutive boos, that sort of thing. And so it's just basically for me down to what I want to listen to. It could be argued that I'm missing out on content, but that's life. I don't listen to everybody's conversation. I don't listen to all my friends' conversations. There's conversations going on right now that I'm not part of with my friends and family. But that's life. I'm not eager or desired to listen in on every conversation. So I will unfollow people that who don't boo, or who boo very infrequently. I will unfollow people who I don't have an interest in. I will follow people who have been confrontational with me instead of conversational with me. I will unfollow people, and I've skipped over that quite quickly because I don't want this to get into anything. I'm just explaining my reasons for, you know, unfollowing people. So there's a few reasons, but mainly it's time management and interests. I will follow people. Now this is the other side, following people. How do I follow people? Well, when I first started Audioboo, first came on Audioboo, and there were a couple of people that I followed in other social networks who mentioned Audioboo, and I took a listen to their recordings and took a look at their followers and following lists and picked a few out and started to follow people that way. But like a lot of people who've commented here on the subject, a lot of the people I follow are on recommendations, and I will follow them and see how it goes. After a while, I may continue to follow them, I may unfollow them. I don't worry too much about the unfollowing or following situation too much. I'm using Audioboo for my own use, and I think we all do that, don't we? We're all using Audioboo for the way we want to use it. And so following people, I'll always follow people who I've not met or heard of before, who somehow have interacted with me. Somebody has commented on something that I've said and I didn't follow them. And then I will follow them. I will follow them because it's easy to comment to them. It's easier for me to remember who people are. And a lot of the time that conversation extends, and it's worthwhile for me to keep them in my timeline. So it's quite a simple process, really. I tend to follow people I'm interested in, really. It's as simple as that. And that's not to say that everybody's not interesting, but they are only interesting to certain people at certain times, I suppose, and not everybody can be interested in everybody else. So that's how I listen to my boos. I listen to them through the audio app. I find it easy to follow people and unfollow people. I think Daylight Kamler talked about how difficult it can be to unfollow people by going onto the website. I find the old Android app very easy to do that. I go to my contacts list. Now and again, I'll periodically scan it and realise, well, I haven't heard anything from that person for a long time now, for example, and then I'll just click the unfollow button. Simple as that, really. And by following people, it's, again, if somebody's recommended somebody or if somebody's been mentioned in a tag, then it's easy for me to search for that person on the Android app and then follow them, click the follow button. So that's it. I don't use RSS feeds anymore. I find the app suitable. And quite simple, really. It can be. I mean, one of the issues I find with this following on following question is that a lot of people take it to heart. I think Kamani Blog talked in his boo about somebody who came to his house who was very distraught because they had people unfollow them on Twitter. And I think Paul Amani Blog mentioned the fact that, you know, you could look at unfollowing people as a very cruel thing to do. I don't think it's cruel to unfollow somebody personally. Does that mean that I have to stick with my timeline flooded of content I'm not interested in just so that I don't potentially upset a sensitive soul by unfollowing them? You know, how do we look at this? What do we do about that? You know, do we unfollow that person and send them a message to say why, an apologetic boo to say why we're going to unfollow them and fill it with, you know, flannel? You know, because if we're honest about why we're unfollowing people and we want to tell that person honestly why we're unfollowing people, if the person's quite sensitive, they may not be appreciative of that honesty. So it's a quietly unfollow, and I think, you know, that's the way I do it, really. Anyway, just my thoughts on following and unfollowing. And it's been very interesting to listen to the conversation as it's developed. So thanks all for sharing. Thanks for anybody who's listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.